Coach, I know you had the opportunity to review the tape, review the film afterwards. What was your feeling? How did you feel about the game after watching the film?
Well, I thought we did some good things in all three phases of the game, and then there were some areas that we definitely need to improve in, that we didn't get things quite the way we want them to. So I think that was reflected in the final score, you know, come down to the final play, final kick. Could have gone either way. Some good things, some not so good things.
What did you like? Is there one thing, we're going to get some, you know, give Coach some headphones here. I struggle with headphones sometimes too. We're going to get you some better headphones. Oh, got them. All right. You know, what were some of the things that stood out to you that you, when you looked at the film again today or even last night, where you said, okay, I like where that is trending, or I like where that's going?
Well, I think, you know, we did, like I said, we did some positive things. We were able to move the ball. I mean, we had, you know, quite a bit of yardage. Good on third down. Didn't convert in the red area. Didn't get them a number of points out of it that we would like to. Had some turnovers on offense. Defensively, we had a couple of bad series, but we had a lot of good series. Had some turnovers and, you know, forced them in a lot of punting situations, kept them field position. Thought we played good situational football in the fourth quarter. And that was good. And, you know, not so good at the end of the first half. Well, we got the ball back, but then we lost the ball and gave the touchdown. So that wasn't what we were looking for.
You mentioned the third downs. It seemed as if the third down conversion, especially late in the game, were one of the major different points of difference in the game. How much of an emphasis was that for you heading into this one?
Well, it's always a big emphasis. Third down is, you know, it's a possession down. It's not a turnover, but it's like a turnover because it gives you the opportunity to possess the ball or defensively to get it back. So, you know, it's a huge plays in the game.
It seemed as if Amendola was a target on a whole bunch of those key third downs late. Is that something you expect from him?
Well, we have a lot of confidence in Danny, but we, you know, Tom does a good job of going to where the best matchup is, and if that's where it is, great. If it's somewhere else, then, you know, we'll have confidence in those players, and hopefully we can go somewhere else.
I just want to ask you, you know, how it breaks down, just the process. You know, late in the game, obviously you're down 21-20. You need a score, field goal, touchdown. You know, you always think of touchdown. But at what point did you start thinking, are we going to play for the field goal? And is there a yard line in mind that just determines that? Is it the time of the game? When do you start thinking, okay, we could score a touchdown here, but we're going to play for the field goal and get it down to 5 seconds, and they can't do anything with 5 seconds, especially if we kick it out of bounds? I mean, when do you start thinking of, all right, this is what we're going to do?
Well, I think when we got that last possession, and before the right around the 2-minute warning there, we're at midfield. Then we converted a third down, and that put us into field goal range, you know, definitely put us into field goal range. And then after Shane's run, that put us, you know, down inside the 20-yard line, which, you know, the success rate of field goals inside that is, inside the 20-yard lines, is pretty high. So, you know, getting a few yards closer is always good, but I don't think in the end, percentage-wise, it's a big difference. So, you know, the biggest difference is on the field goal, or you know, over or under 50, and then 50 to 55, the percentages obviously drop. So I think once you can get it down there, you know, inside the 20-yard line, you're up in the 90s.
What are you thinking on that Vereen run that you mentioned that got you down there? What are you thinking as he's running backwards farther out of field goal range before finally turning the corner and gaining positive yardage?
Well, he just had to give a little bit of ground because there was a little bit of penetration, but I don't think they were really that close to getting him. We had the edge. We had a good seal block from Hooman, and then Solder pulled around the corner, and that was, you know, he did a nice job of kicking out the corner there, and we created good space. I mean, it looked like we were going to get a first down, and then Shane was able to break a tackle there and put another, I don't know, 8-10 yards on the play, whatever it was, and then that. That really solidified our field goal position.
Let's talk about Ridley for a second here. I mean, I guess the positives are he averaged 5 yards a carry on his 9 carries. Okay, the negatives are obvious. Put the ball on the ground twice. And he had an opportunity to come back after putting it on the ground the first time. Buffalo challenged, challenge denied. Is the philosophy, is it generally I'll give you one time, and if you do it twice, you're on the bench? Or is it not as simple as that when you determine, okay, a guy's he's going to be out for the game now because it's two fumbles? Is there a number or a game situation? How do you determine it?
Oh, I think as a coach and you're managing the game, you try to do what's best for your team. So I don't think there's any set formula for anything. You just just try to do what's best. And Steven's a good player. I thought he ran hard. And you know, we got a long way to go. We're going to need him. I'm sure he'll contribute a lot for us this year.
Sounds like you're going to need him maybe sooner rather than later with the injury that's been reported to Shane Vereen. How impressive was his performance yesterday over 100 yards given what he was dealing with?
Yeah, well, Shane did a good job for us. He did a good job, and he was open on some routes that a couple times we got on the ball, but a couple times we didn't. So he did a good job running with the ball. He did a good job as a receiver in the game too.
Is there, back to Ridley, is there a conversation that happens after the game, whether it's with you or the running backs coach, or is it just the fact that he's a running back and he understands the importance of job security, so that's pretty obvious what he needs to do going forward?
No, I talked to Steven today, and there's no problem there.
So no, you know, Bill Belichick doesn't have a doghouse after, you know, two mistakes in the first game of the season?
Well, I'm always going to try to do what I feel is best for the football team, so I don't know any other way to put it.
What do you think of E.J. Manuel playing in his first game yesterday?
You know, he's a big kid, big, strong athlete, and I thought he did some good things. You know, he handled himself pretty well back there. I thought he threw the ball. He has a good arm. He definitely can throw the ball, make all the throws. And his athletic got outside on a couple of those bootlegs and made a couple plays. But, I'm sure that he'll continue to get better, you know, with every game that he plays. He has a lot of talent.
Coming into it, how concerned were you with his running ability or his ability to escape the pocket?
Well, we definitely respected it. I mean, sure, he's big and he's fast and he's athletic. So, he made a play there where he, you know, scampered down the sideline on us. We definitely respected that.
Did that affect the way you blitz him, attack him, pressure him?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you don't want to let a guy like that just get out and start running around on you. We tried to, and I thought our defensive line, Chandler, Rob Dinkovich, Mike Buchanan, you know, and those guys were outside, but the inside guys too, he scrambled up inside on us one time, but the tackles, Tommy and Vince and Joe Villano, I thought those guys did a pretty good job of keeping him contained. But you know, it's not easy when you have an athletic guy back there and he runs as fast or maybe a little bit faster than the linemen do, that you have to keep good leverage and, you know, keep him boxed in.
Will that affect the ability to get sacks, not just because he's fast and can escape the sack, but does it affect the way they're coming after him so they have to be more cautious?
I don't think cautious is the word. I think you just have to be aware, and you know, your rush lane discipline has to be a little bit better. Some guys, you don't worry too much about them running away from you. But, you know, guys like Peyton Manning as an example, I mean, you don't want to give him a bunch of time to step up in a clean pocket. So that's not something you want to do with him either. But when guys can run and can scramble for first downs, you don't want to make it easy for him. At least you want to make him go back and throw under pressure and, you know, give our coverage a chance to make a play. So I think it's always important, but you certainly don't want to make it easy for a quarterback that can run for a first down to just jog out there for it.
You know, we all love football and should know by now, most of us know by now, that what we see in week one won't necessarily match up with what we see in week 10 or week 12 for that matter. But I'm just wondering for you, I mean, you've seen a lot of teams, you've seen some championship teams. What the arc is, I mean, is it you had championship teams, they are 10% of what they're going to be on week one? Is it, you ever seen a team come in and they're 75% of what they're going to be? You know what I mean? Could you break it down in terms of percentages or what that growth pattern is from teams from week one to the end of the year?
Well, I think that's the $64,000 question. That's what everybody wants to know. And no, I don't have the answer to it. I think the key is to keep improving. As you said, there's no team in the league that's where they want to be right now. I mean, every team has a long way to go. I don't care what the outcome of the game was yesterday. That there's a lot of things that we all have to improve in, coaches as well, coaches and players. So I think that's really what you need to do in September and October is teams have to, you know, we have to improve. We have to work on the things and polish them up and get to, you know, what I would say generally is midseason form. And I would say that we're not there yet, but, you know, we're a lot further along than we were a couple of weeks ago. We're a lot further along than we were in training camp. But we still got a long way to go, and I think that's the key for any team. So where we are, and or where other teams have been, I mean, you know, we've won opening games, we've lost them. That's not the measure of your season. It's, you know, it's the 16 game regular season schedule, and where you are at the end. So you know, this is one step along the way, but we have a lot we can learn from yesterday. But it's good to be 1-0. It's good to win a division game, and you know, now we got to turn our attention to a short week in the Jets.
You talk about coaches needing to improve. How do you see that? Is that in terms of, for a coach, is it just the speed of the game that you need to readjust yourself to, or is it just how quickly you see things happening? Is it adjustments? I mean,
well, I think it's those things, but more importantly, I think it's just figuring out what the strengths of your team are, what the weaknesses are, how to maximize what you have as a football team, how to get the most out of it.
Even now, still trying to figure out what the...
Well, sure. I mean, some of these guys just played their first game yesterday, or their first game with us, in some cases their first game in the National Football League. So, you know, it's one thing to go out there in preseason and run around. It's another thing to go out there in regular season when you're playing for 60 minutes, when you're getting game planned, when you're getting stressed as much as the other team can stress you in whatever areas that is. I mean, they're doing their best to win the game, and you know, in preseason, you just go out there and, you know, you play what you have, they play what they have, and you evaluate your players, and there's a lot less scheming and game planning because you want to try to evaluate the players. But now that we're into wins and losses in the regular season, you know, you find out what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are in a hurry. And I think that's part of coaching, is trying to figure out how to get the most out of your team. What's your best chance to win? Which plays? How do you want to play? What can you do, and what do you feel like you can't do, or you're going to have trouble doing? So I think that's really the key to it. I mean, certainly making decisions and communication with the players, and, you know, situations and coaching and all that. There's an element of that, but, you know, I think the figuring out your team and what you have and how to get the most out of it, that's probably where we spent more time.
Did you say on Friday you worked as a mover when you were a kid?
Yeah, Mayflower Moving and Storage.
Were you good at that?
Azar Moving.
Were you a good mover?
You know, you gotta pack them, you gotta load the trucks, you gotta unload them, you gotta unpack them, you gotta get it done in a certain amount of time. Depends on what the deal is. But yeah, when you live in Annapolis and you have the military there, where they basically move them every 2 years, there's a lot of moving business.
Now, were you there for your brawn or for your brain? I mean, were you good at figuring out the best way to pack everything, or were you more just brute strength?
No. Well, yeah, I was just a worker bee. I was, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18, good. It was good. It kept me, definitely kept me in shape for, you know, over the summer for football and lacrosse. And, you know, you're at a different job site every day. You're in a different house, and they're different, you know, moving different stuff. And so, you know, that part of it was interesting. But, yeah, it was. Those trucks get hot in the summer in Annapolis, I'll tell you.
I believe it.
You ever move anybody famous? Probably somebody in the Navy.
I mean, some Navy, but I don't. Nobody that sticks out.
You get a little nervous. You break something that belongs to the admiral or something like that. I would think that'd be a perfect.
Well, yeah, that's, but, you know, that's why they have insurance.
Well, coach, we appreciate it.
Not yet.
Hold on.
You got a tough question before we get him out of here.
Hey.
Time now for the coach's question of the week. It's brought to you by your local Mercedes-Benz. He tried to get you out. He tried to help you.
I'm trying.
Your local Mercedes-Benz dealers. See them for the limited time Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned event on the web at mbusa.com. This week's question is from Susan in Bellingham. Susan wants to know, with this being opening weekend in the NFL, makes me wonder what your first or most memorable opening weekend was.
Well, my first opening weekend was in 1975. I was with the Baltimore Colts, and, of course, back in those days we had 6 preseason games, so it seemed like you'd already played half the season by the time the season started. We actually opened in Chicago that day, and that was Walter Payton's first game. He was a rookie, and Jack Pardee was the coach of Chicago, and That was the guy we were game planning for, was Walter Payton and the Bears. And that turned out well, 35-7 or something like that. Like we won 35-7. And then in the not-so-memorable category, I guess, would be my opening game in Cleveland with Dallas and Jimmy Johnson. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Dallas played Washington the second week of the season, and we obviously weren't very good, and they were real good. And Jimmy told me, a couple of years afterwards that, I don't think we really even bothered a game plan for you guys. We were so worried about the Redskins the next week. We're going to get on to week two, and
so much for a trap game.
Yeah, I mean we're a little over our heads on that one, but opening weekend's always an exciting weekend, and you kind of, I don't know if you always remember those games, but they have a kind of a place in your memory just because it's the first one and the start of the season, and the way it. And that kind of has an impression on you, and so I think I can remember most of them.
Now I guess you never know how good a guy is going to be when you see him in his first game. But did you have any clue? Not that he'd be like one of the all time greats with Peyton, but did you see? Oh wow, this guy is really—he has all the characteristics of a terrific player. Could you see it even then?
Well, yeah. Well, you definitely saw it going into the game, from the preseason games, since they, 6 games. I mean, you saw quite a bit of him, and, he was definitely a guy that you were game planning for. I don't think we quite saw what's going to turn out to be on that day or, at that point in time. But, you could see he was going to be a special player, and they were going to build around him, and as they should.
How about your first opener with LT?
In 81, I'm trying to remember who we opened with. I remember a lot of openers with the Giants. I don't seem to remember that one. I do remember my first game with the Giants is when I was a special teams coach in 79. We opened with the Eagles. That was a big game because the first punt, I told the team, prior to the game, I said, the first time we get a chance, we're going to rush them, and here's the rush we're going to use, and, we should get this, and, here's how they're going to block it, and it opened up for us kind of like we thought it would, and Gary Jeter blocked it, ran it back for a touchdown, and so that gave me some credibility. I was happy to see that one, see that one turn out.
Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate it. We'll let you go now. After
first game with LT was against the Eagles.
Oh, it was against the Eagles.
We opened with the Eagles a few times.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that would make sense. All right. Being the NFC.
They win it, Ben? Young Ben? They win or
we got information? Did they win the game?
They lost
the game. It was probably LT's fault. That would be my guess.
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably
LT's
not.
Fault.
Coach, thank you so much.